Now that the elections are over and Florida finally finished counting its votes, Orlando Business Journal asked local business leaders what they want from Congress and President Barack Obama in the coming months. The most common response was to end the uncertainty. All business owners want to know what additional costs their firms may face next year and beyond, but they may be waiting a little long for clarity on those issues as Congress and the President try to avoid what's known as the fiscal cliff, the impact of several laws scheduled to take effect next year that will cause tax increases and deep government budget cuts. Failure by Congress to reach a deal on those issues is expected to push up the national unemployment rate to 9% and send the economy into another recession next year. In other business news this week, the number and value of Metro Orlando conventional mortgages nearly doubled during the first 9 months of the year, another confirmation of a rebounding housing market. There were 26,639 conventional mortgages in Central Florida from January to September, worth $4.68 billion. That's up from 14,735, worth $2.27 billion, issued during the same period a year earlier.